You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things.
A glistening white blanket of snow covers the earth, creating a crisp, fresh landscape here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly sleeping soundly in the clubhouse bedroom.
Boys, boys, come on. Time to rise and shine.
In the morning, huh?
Early in the morning, you got to rise and shine. No more sleeping, no more dreaming, no more bedtime time. Early in the morning, you got to rise and shine. No more sleeping, no more dreaming, no more bedtime time.
Betty by time. You know.
So I stretch out my arms and give my head a good shake. Then I ask myself, am I really awake? And it appears to be so, from the look that Mom's giving, that I ain't dreaming. And she ain't kidding when she says, you're right, you ain't dreaming, and I ain't kidding. You get your behind out of bed. You got school to go to, huh?
Early in the morning, you got to rise and shine. No more sleeping, no more dreaming, no more bedtime time. Early in the morning, you got to rise and shine. No more sleeping, no more dreaming, no more bedtime time.
We just heard a song from the Zucchini Brothers, and those boys are still asleep. Boys, boys. Boys, wake up. Come on now. You don't want to be late for school.
Mom, I wish we didn't have to go to school today.
Yeah,
Mom. Couldn't we take the day off?
Yeah. Oh, boys, now don't wish your school days away. If I could, I'd go back to those days. They were the happiest days of my life.
If ever you think about the happiest days of your life, pass back your mind for a while and remember the time when you were a child. Don't think of things that make you sad. Just remember all the good times that you had. Do you remember holidays? Or do you remember those stormy Novembers as we walked in the wind and the rain? School days were such happy days. Now they seem so far. Days of your life, but we never appreciate the good times we have until it's too late. I miss all the acquaintances we made, and I'd go back if I could only find a way. School days were the happiest days. They filled me with despair. We only remember what we choose to remember. When I was a schoolboy, I loathed regulations and rules. I hated my textbooks and my school uniform, 'cause it made me conform, and teachers were always disobeyed. But I'd go back if I could only find a way. School days were the happiest days. Now they seem so far away. I remember, and I'll always treasure the happiest days of your life. But we never appreciate the good times we have until it's too late. Now I wish I had strength, and I'd go back if I could only find a way. Oh, school days.
Song from the Kinks.
Hey, Jack, could you pass the orange juice, please?
Sure. Here you go, Sam.
Thank you.
Well, Mom says these are the happiest days of our lives, even though right now we don't appreciate them.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
appreciate.
Spelling, please.
A-P-P-R. E-C-I-A-T-E.
Definition, please.
Verb, to esteem highly, to value, to be grateful for. Synonyms of words that mean the same thing are cherish, prize, treasure, respect, be thankful for. Sentence, please.
Hey, Jack, could you pass me those rolls, please? I'd appreciate it.
Here you go.
Oh, these things are great.
Yeah, we got them from the Home Dairy Bakery. Here's a song from Tom Knight and Elizabeth McMahon.
There's a bakery on State Street that's my favorite place to go, because its windows are full of treats. It's a cozy, rosy building in the middle of the town, and it is called the Home Dairy Bakery. Let's have a cookie, or maybe a cupcake. How about a slice of apple pie, blueberry muffin, or maybe a donut, and we'll sit and have a snack and pass the time. There are many kinds of cookies all lined up in a parade. Oatmeal, raisin, chocolate chip and spice, with a pink and yellow icing and a rose or two on top. The layer cakes are next to the pies. Let's have a cookie, or maybe a cupcake. Slice of apple pie, blueberry muffin, or maybe a donut, and we'll sit and have a snack and pass the time. In the fall, the smile cookies have a jack-o'-lantern grin. Orange faces drawn with squiggly lines. And if you have a birthday, they will decorate for you. Choose your favorite. are downtown and would like a little rest, step inside and find yourself a seat. Choose yourself a goodie and get off your weary feet and nibble slowly on your tasty treat. Let's have a cookie or maybe a cupcake. How about a slice of apple pie, blueberry muffin, or maybe a donut, and we'll sit and have a snack and pass the time. Come on, let's sit and have a snack and pass the time. Yes, we can sit and have a snack and pass the time.
Story time, story time, story time, story time.
The Stolen Aroma from Lou Del Bianco's Around the World.
It was a lovely morning in the city of Lima, Peru. The birds were singing, children were playing, and the panandero was baking his delightful tasty buns. Now, the panandero was a very stingy man and would not give even a crumb to the hungry birds that flew by his shop.
That's right. Why should I give away anything I've worked for, huh? Let those measly birds fend for themselves. And what are you looking at, huh?
Nothing. Sure. Anyway, living next door to the panandero was Luis, who enjoyed an easy life.
I enjoy an easy life. Money's not important to me. And I only work when I need to. Unlike my neighbor, of course.
Now, one of Luis's greatest pleasures was smelling the wonderful aromas of the baked goods in the panandero's open window.
Oh, that's right.
The panandero did not like this at all. And one day he shouted,
"Ah, smelling my delicious cakes and buns, eh? Why, you lazy good-for-nothing. Hey, if you want to keep on smelling the wonderful aroma of my products, you're going to have to pay me."
Well, Luis thought that was very funny.
Oh, that's a very funny joke, Baker. Pay for a smell? Oh, I like that. Okay, I'll pay for your smell. When my dog sings and dances in the street.
So you think you're funny, eh? Either you pay me 10 gold monedas for such a privilege, or I take you to court.
Yeah, that's take what me I'll to do. Court. Take See you if court. I care. Well, you're a riot.
So the panandero took Luis to court. When the people of the town heard about the stolen aroma, they laughed and laughed at the baker's folly. Well, this only made him angrier.
What are you talking about, eh?
Now, the judge had a good sense of humor. And when he heard the complaint from both the panandero and Luis, he gave them both special orders.
Now, I want you both to appear before me tomorrow. But, Luis, I want you to bring with you 10 gold monedas.
Luis was confused.
Yeah.
Was the judge actually going to order him to pay the panandero 10 gold monedas for a smell?
I hope not.
Well, needless to say, the panandero was overjoyed.
Ah, you'll see, you lazy good-for-nothing, how justice will be served tomorrow when you have to pay me.
Oh, no.
I love it. I love it.
The next day, the courtroom was filled with curious people, all wondering what the judge would decide. Everyone listened as the panandero talked and talked about the beautiful aromas produced by his delicious pastries and how his lazy neighbor enjoyed them every morning without ever paying so much as a penny. The judge listened patiently and then asked Luis,
Luis, have you in fact enjoyed the smells of the panandero's baked goods without paying for them?
Yes, Your Honor, that is true.
Okay, well, very well. Now, take the 10 gold monedas from your pocket and shake them so we can hear them clink together.
Luis thought that was a very strange request.
Yes, Your Honor. What a strange request. But here goes.
Now, panandero, did you hear the clinking of Luis's gold monedas?
Yes, Your Honor.
And does the sound of the gold monedas clinking together please your ears?
Yes, very much so. I love money.
Well, then this is my decision.
The entire courtroom grew quiet and tense.
Luis, every time you enjoy the smell of the panandero's products, I order you to shake your gold monedas so the panandero can enjoy the sound of your coins. Case dismissed.
And that's exactly what Luis did.
It's freezing out here this morning.
I wish that school bus would hurry up and get here.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Susan.
Hey, Susan.
A little chilly this morning, huh? Did you get your book reports done for school?
Mom keeps telling us how these school days are the best days of our lives. I don't know about that. I'd say grown-ups are lucky.
Yeah.
They don't have any responsibilities, like having to do book reports.
I got news for you kids who think adults are lucky. Own their own cars and everything's just ducky. Going to bed whenever they want to. If that's what you think, I got a flash for you. It's better than that. Take Saturday and multiply it. Times 54, add 30 more. It's better than that. Have a chocolate eclair about as big as your head. Just before noon, before we get out of bed, we do the things you're not allowed to do, and then we do things you haven't thought of too. Now hang on to your hat. Now hang on to your bologna sandwich. Take 50 grand to Disneyland. It's better than that. Think that our days are extra warm and sunny. A big pile of toys, a pocket full of money. With nothing to fear because we're big and tall. We're never in school because we know it all. And you can believe that. It's better than that. More comfy than a secret hideout. By quite a bit, just think of it. It's better than that. Of it, just think of it, it's better than that.
That was Trout Fishing in America singing that one.
Ooh, I wish that school bus would get here.
Ooh. Well, my mom and dad said that being an adult certainly is fun, but they do have lots of responsibility, too.
Really?
I guess that's true.
Hey, you want to hear an interesting quote?
Yeah.
The quote of the day is...
If you want to help your children build themselves, you must act without seeming to act. Through gestures, small words, and most of all, through your own example, your children will gradually grow wings. Vimala McClure.
Mrs. Zucchini and I love looking through photo albums every now and then, remembering times that were special to Jack, Steve, and Sam.
Ooh, this picture here brings back memories. Remember that tea party the boys wanted to have a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
They cut out invitations and told me what to write and who to send them to. They planned out the menu, set the table, and greeted their guests as they arrived. It was really a busy time for me, making all that food and everything.
Mm.
But seeing the proud look on the boys' faces made it all worth it.
Of course.
They talked for weeks afterwards about how they threw their very own party, all on their own.
Yeah, those were the days.
We'd like to take you back to the 1970s. Picture this. You turn on your TV set, you flick through the channels, you only got three, and you come upon this. Oh, the way Glenn Miller played songs that made the hit parade. Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days. And you knew who you were then.
Oh.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Stop that, Edith. Didn't eat off plastic plates.
Everybody pulled their weight.
G.R. Old LaSalle ran great.
Those were the days.
One, two, three, four.
two, three, oh!
Very nice, Edith, very
Thank
nice.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Now, that was a song from way back in the 1970s. Back then, it wasn't easy being a kid. Now, some say it ain't easy being a kid today. Here's what we have to say about that.
Zip up your coat, tie up them shoes. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. Try real hard, do your best. Hair on your chest. Being a kid ain't always fun.
Like they always tell you, you can't chew gum.
I got so much to do, working real hard.
I gotta wash the dog and I gotta rake the yard.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
They're always telling me.
That's right.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
Well, I'm just a kid, you see.
Yeehaw! Oh, yeah. Come on, Sammy.
Those drums.
Ow! Keyboard! Guys, I'm stuck.
Come on, Steve!
Let's sing some more, okay?
No fingers in your nose, no fingers in your ears, no fingers on the hot oven.
Ouch! I'll be screaming for the next 10 years now!
Don't stay up late,
hey!
Don't bite your nails, hey, hey, hey. Make sure you feed the kitty cat and don't step on his tail.
Meow!
Kid ain't always fun.
Like they always tell you, you can't chew gum.
I got so much to do, working real hard.
I gotta wash that dog and I gotta rake that yard.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
Oh, they're always telling me.
Yes!
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see.
Sam.
Yeah?
This is your father speaking to you, Sam.
Hi, Dad.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, listen, I walked through the door today,
uh-huh.
And I've got to tell you,
uh-oh.
I'm wondering if you've been a good boy today. Can you...
Oh, yes.
All right,
very
you
good.
Have.
Yeah.
Let's check that out with your mom.
Oh, no, 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 no.
You don't bring her in.
You asked me,
Mother?
I said it was okay. I mean, please.
Sam!
I didn't do it.
This is your mother speaking to you, Sam. Your nose is all red, and I think you're going to sneeze.
No,
now cover your nose if you're going to sneeze.
No,
now, Dad, back me up. We got to tell him, you know, the germs
yes,
all over.
Buttercup,
Sam, now.
Honey.
Sam, now don't patronize me.
I'm sorry.
Sam, Dad. Sam, now you listen to your mother and your
God.
Father. We love you, and don't
listen to your
stop.
Mother.
I'm not going
to
sneeze. I'm not going to sneeze.
Uh-oh.
It's not a... Snap. I'm just now...
Sam! Young man, you have 15 minutes in timeout.
Sam, your mother's serious, and she's made it hard for me to breathe, so do you have anything final to say about this young man? Come on.
I didn't do it.
Being a kid ain't always fun.
Like they always tell you, you can't chew gum.
Well, not so much to do, working real hard.
I gotta rake the dog and wash the yard.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
Well, they're always telling me.
Yes.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
Well, I'm just a kid, you see.
Mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Yeah.
Manners, manners, mind your manners. I'm just a kid, you see.
And don't let the cat out when you come inside.
Oh. It ain't easy being a kid.
We just heard a song from the Zucchini Brothers. And I'd have to say it's not easy being a kid or an adult. Mr. Zucchini and I have a ton of work to do today. And our boys are going to have a ton of homework to do tonight. Whoop. There's the clubhouse phone. Better get it for the boys. Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Mrs. Zucchini speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Zucchini. Did our carrier deliver your copy of the Zucchini Land Ledger this morning?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you. Now, what are you carrying?
Describe the product to the customer.
Well, ma'am, we'd like to offer you a free subscription to your local newspaper for only $19.95, half off the newsstand price for 1 year's subscription.
Amy? Amy, the telemarketer, is that you disguising your voice like that?
You could tell?
Well, a free subscription for $19.95 is not much of a deal.
No, it's not, is it?
I'm sorry, Amy. I haven't the time right now. The boys will be home soon, and Mr. Zucchini and I have got to get dinner going.
Dinner? Oh, no, I've got to get home or I'll miss dinner.
Yes, you better run along. You don't want to be late for that.
I know we're having noodles.
Well, I've got a song you might like to hear from a group called Sewell. It has to do with noodles.
Noodle man cooking up a pot of steam. Living life like a rigatone supreme. Noodle man, hot pasta, he's prime.
Well, that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
KCIE in Dulce, New Mexico.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,308. And click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to make a photo wall.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
I love those old photos. Me too. I guess being a parent has its difficulties too. Being a kid is harder, I think.
I do too.
Being a dog is easy.
No.
Is Bird Note. Dove and pigeon may bring different images to mind. Doves seem elegant, bringers of peace. Pigeons, particularly the rowdy flocks of city birds, may seem less appealing. But despite these associations, there is no formal distinction between doves and pigeons, only a linguistic one.